Good afternoon, welcome to Video Nasties. I'm Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. I don't have a specific subject that I'll be talking about today. Well, I guess I do, actually. Take that back. I'll be talking about Fallen Angel today, which is a movie by Otto Preminger, who is a legendary director. Excuse me. I actually just got off work, but there are some people at my house, and I don't feel like seeing them or talking to them. I'm being antisocial right now, so instead I'm going for a walk and talking to you fine people. I'm off for the next 3 days, so you will be getting plenty of Video Nasties. Hope you enjoy. But yeah, I just felt like hopping on here and chatting a bit, and I'll probably do some writing a little bit after this. Feeling pretty good. Happy to have some days off. Happy to have a little cash in the bank. Saving up for LA. So, yeah, that's me right now. It's 2:22 p.m. and feels like 3:22 because it's the first day of daylight savings time ending, or this is the day that daylight savings time ends. I think that's a better way to say it. So it's Sunday, November 6th, 2022. I am on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And yes, so I still have the Criterion channel for a little bit longer. And I've been kind of getting into their November noir collection. I'm a big, big noir fan, big noir junkie. I love noir in all its different, in all of its variations. So I love the sort of classic, real noir of the 40s. I call it like roots noir or like hardcore noir. It's the real stuff. It's where it all stems from. It's where it all comes from. Now, I believe it was Martin Scorsese who said that back in the 40s, I believe this comes from him, back in the 40s, they just referred to them as movies. They didn't have this term film noir, so you went and saw a Hollywood movie, it would just, like, be one of these movies. Now, obviously, they made other movies at that time, but I kind of know what he's talking about. So, noir is French for black, and these were black and white movies. Kind of darkly lit, but they were also dark in their subject matter, so they dealt with murder, you know, kidnapping, what have you. So, So, in the case of Fallen Angel, yeah, it does, I don't want to give anything away, necessarily, although, I guess maybe I will. There is, a case of murder, but that, it doesn't really happen until, like, 40 minutes into the movie. It's kind of an interesting movie. It's kind of interesting the way it's structured. I watched it yesterday after I got home from work, and I was a little out of it, and I wasn't really following the story or the dialogue precisely. I was kind of zoning a little bit, and you really have to kind of get into the rhythm of these movies and get into the dialogue, like get into the way that they're speaking, because it's very kind of specific. And the way they're talking is, like, very 40s, and they're using these kind of terms. It really is almost like a different language. Now, some of that is, like, I actually don't know how much of that is 40s speak or 40s slang, and how much of it is specific to each movie, and how much of it is the fact that they're noirs, and they have hard-boiled dialogue. I don't, you know, I imagine it's some combination of all three. So, in the case of Fallen Angel, yeah, there's this kind of beautiful woman who we kind of meet in this diner, and she's the one who ends up murdered. sorry to give it away, but she's the one who ends up murdered. Yeah, and then there's another woman who this guy meets her, and then he also meets this other woman, and they end up getting married. And but I think he kind of still has this thing for this other girl, and I don't know. It's kind of an interesting plot. One thing that I thought was interesting at the beginning was that you see this beautiful woman eating a burger, which it seems simple, but I think at the time that's something that you probably wouldn't see a lot in big Hollywood movies, is like this beautiful woman full makeup on, and she's sitting in this diner and she's eating a burger, and she's really eating it. It's clear that she's really eating it. A lot of times in movies they don't actually eat for various reasons, but I believe that Otto Preminger wanted her to eat, and so she did. Now Otto Preminger went on to have a great career in Hollywood, and he went on to make bigger, more expensive movies. But it's clear that he's a strong director with this one. It does feel that there's a certain bigness to this movie, even though it is fairly contained, which is the case with a lot of noirs. And this is one of the things I like about them, is they are contained and they are dialogue based and they are character pieces. He also found out recently, apparently he had an affair with Dorothy Dandridge, I think, which was like this very famous kind of affair that he had, apparently. There's this thing on, I think it's called Soundies. It's on it's on HBO Max. My mom's been telling me to watch it. They took all of these old, very old, like from the 30s, I think. They're short. They're like 3 minute kind of like musical segments. I don't even know what you would call them, but they're restored. They sound great. They look great. And they've got these famous people in them, and Dorothy Dandridge is one of them, and she's very beautiful and talented. And, and then I think it was my mom who told me that she had this kind of famous or infamous affair with, Otto Preminger, so it was interesting to watch this movie. And, so Otto Preminger later did, Anatomy of a Murder, I think, and, he did, what else did he do? Black Narcissus? I don't know. He's one of the more famous Hollywood directors of, I guess, that time. I guess 50s and 60s. 50s and 60s. And then, of course, you know, this is the 40s. I think it's 45. Is Fallen Angel. Great title, by the way. Another one I watched is This Gun for Hire, which apparently is Alan Ladd's first movie. Alan Ladd, who also appeared in, I'm trying to remember all the ones that I've watched at this time. There's Out of the Fog, This Gun for Hire, and then there was another one with Alan Ladd that I watched that I kind of liked, even though I thought Alan Ladd was a little annoying, kind of overacted, kind of like, just like 40s overacting. I can't think of what that one is now, though. I'll have to check. There is kind of a great scene in that, though, with the kind of heavies end up, like, kidnapping him and, like, keeping him not even hostage, like, prisoner. And I thought that was an interesting scene. It's very kind of, like, dark, pulpy material. Almost surprising that they even got away with it at the time. They're, like, you know, beating the shit out of him. I mean, you don't really see anything, but it's, like, he's all, like, beat up, and he's, like, on a bed, and I don't know, and they're, like, sitting playing cards, it almost has this kind of cliche feel now because it's like very noir, but it's, yeah, I mean, it's literally a noir. You know, that movies like that are where the cliches come from, you know, what you see in like whatever Sin City or things like that. So, yeah, but of course I'm not remembering the name of that one right now. So, I'll have to check that out tonight. I'll probably end up watching another one tonight. I'm also thinking about movies I want to rent tonight. I wanted to rent Alien Covenant because I want to watch that again. And I wanted to rent the new Anna Lily Amirpour movie, Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon, which I believe is from last year, which so it's not actually like new, but it's newer. And then there's also Triangle of Sadness, the Ruben Östlund movie, which I really want to see. I may wait a little bit. I'm sure it'll be available on streaming soon enough. But I could rent it. I don't know how much it would be. And then, yeah, I mean, I think that won the Palme d'Or this year, which I think is his, Ruben Östlund's third Palme d'Or win in a row in terms of his filmography. I don't mean years in a row, but like, I think he won Force Majeure. He won the Palme d'Or for that. That one he might not have won for, though. In fact, I don't think he did win for that, actually. But he won for The Square, and he won for Triangle of Sadness, I think. I think he just won for it, so I think that's two in a row. I don't know if that's some kind of, like, record, or I don't know, but pretty impressive. But yeah, Triangle of Sadness looks good. Woody Harrelson is in it, inexplicably. There was something in the trailer that looked kind of gross. Somebody puking, maybe? And I don't know. It looked a little strange, but really good from the trailer. Maybe I was slightly disappointed by the trailer. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's going to be good. And I think it looks good. So, Triangle of Sadness, yeah. That's that. Anna Lily Amirpour also directed one of the segments for Cabinet of Curiosities, the Guillermo del Toro horror anthology series on Netflix, which I've seen two segments from now, both okay, not great. Pickman's Model I definitely preferred, based on the H.P. Lovecraft short story. It's a great story, great source material, but the, I don't know, the short deviates from the source material, and it's just, it's not great. I mean, it's okay. I did kind of like how it ended, though. Kind of a dark ending. Didn't recognize the director's name. Keith Thomas, I want to say. I might recognize some of his filmography if I looked it up. I feel like he directed Final Girls or something like that. Not that movie specifically, but I don't know. Something in that same kind of league. And then the other one I watched is just the first one, which was Lot 36, which was pretty underwhelming. Yeah, that one. Tim Blake Nelson plays a racist, and I don't know, just not great. I mean, it was okay, but just kind of, I don't know, bland and uninteresting. Kind of a good creature at the end, though. And Del Toro gets credit for, or co-credit for creature design on, I guess, like, the whole series? I don't know. I'm sure he was, you know, creative consultant for the whole series, but he doesn't actually direct any of them. Panos Cosmatos directed one. I'm really excited to see that one. That's up. They're all up on Netflix. His is called, it has like a boring title. It's called the Seeing or the Falling. I don't know, something like that. The Viewing. Is that it? Yeah. And then Anna Lily Amirpour, I forget what hers is called. Not sure what hers is called, but she directed one. So I haven't watched either of those. Yeah. And then Del Toro, well, I guess it's next month now, has got his stop-motion Pinocchio movie coming out, which I think will be available on Netflix. And there's another stop-motion movie called Wendell and Wild, which is directed by Henry Selick. I believe directed by Henry Selick, or co-directed. Or he did the animation. Pretty sure he directed it. Which is, I guess, kind of his collaboration with Key and Peele. And I started it. It's okay. The animation is cool. Definitely my favorite thing about it. I already talked about this on the pod. I haven't watched any more of it since then, since I talked about it. So, you'll have to tune in to a future episode to hear me finish discussing it. Because, I definitely will finish the movie. I'm a Henry Selick fan of sorts. James and the Giant Peach fan, and a Nightmare Before Christmas fan, to a certain extent. I saw it and loved it, or liked it at least, as a kid, you know, before it became this, like, cultural touchstone. So, yeah, I was on it before all you kids got into it. And most of the people who are into it probably think Tim Burton directed it. So, anyway, great year for stop motion. We have Mad God, which I think is this year. I'm starting to think that I'm wrong and that it was actually last year. That's the Phil Tippett movie that took like 10 years to complete, to create, which is amazing. Silent, no dialogue, total vibe. It's great. It's going on my top 10 this year, easily. Possibly top 5, which you'll be hearing more about next month or early January when I do my best of 2022 episode of Video Nasties. Yeah, Mad God, Pinocchio, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, not the Tom Hanks one, which also happens to be coming out this year or already came out. I don't know if anybody gives a shit. And then Wendell and Wild as well. So, thank you for listening. My name is Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. I will be back on tomorrow to talk to you some more. This was kind of like a shorter episode, just kind of wanted to record a little something-something after work. Just felt like recording, felt like not being in the house. So again, thank you for listening. Please come back tomorrow for more Video Nasties. Peace.